So let's review. In the previous daf, we began the 8th parak with the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKoyis. If one carries concentrated wine on Shabbos, you're only chayiv if you carry the amount that can be diluted to make a cup of drinkable wine. The Gemara explained, that would be the amount of wine needed for a koishal bracha, such as Kiddush, Birchas HaMazon, and Abdallah, which is a quarter of a revius of Yayin Chai raw wine, so that when diluted with 75% water, as was the custom in those days, would equal a full revius halug of wine. This proportion is actually machloikis abayin Rava. Rava holds it is 3-1, as he says, kol chamrad leidari alchad tlas maya lav chamrahi. Wine that does not contain 3 parts water for each part of raw wine is not considered drinkable wine. Abaya holds it is 2-1. He cites a Mishnah Masechtas Nida. V'hamazig shnei chelkei mayim ve'echad yayin. Properly diluted wine contains 2 parts water for each part of raw wine. The Gemara then discusses the amount of congealed wine needed to be chayav for carrying. Tana, yavish b'kezayis divrei Reb Nosson. According to Reb Nosson, the shear of congealed wine is kezayis, because the shear of wine is revius, and when the revius of wine is congealed, it becomes a kezayis. Reb Yosef said, Reb Nosson Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda amr davar echad. Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda apparently taught a similar rule based on the fact that a revius liquid congeals into a kezayis. He commented on a ruling of Beis Hillel that blood of an avela, a dead animal, is tameh. Loi tamu ela b'dam shiyesh b'revius. It's only tameh if there is at least a revius of blood. The reason is because the meat of an avela is only tameh at a kezayis, and a revius of blood is the equivalent of a kezayis because yochel licorice v'lamed al kezayis. When it congeals, it becomes a kezayis. But Abaye says dimalohi. We cannot compare the two cases because blood is thicker than wine and might need less liquid to congeal to a given solid volume. Perhaps Reb Nosson, who said that a revius wine congeals to a kezayis, might hold that even less than a revius blood would congeal to a kezayis, and should therefore be tameh at less than a revius. Similarly, Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, who said that a revius of dam congeals to a kezayis, might hold that you need more than a revius yayin to congeal into a kezayis. Or another way of looking at it is that a revius wine will congeal into less than the kezayis, and one would therefore be liable for carrying less than the kezayis of a congealed wine. The next part of the Mishnah is said, the minimum amount for carrying milk is kedei gemiyah, enough for one swallow. The Gemara questions the spelling of the word. Iboilu, kedei gemiyah or kedei gemiyah? Is the correct spelling gemiyah with an aleph or with an ayin? The Gemara cites the pasuk, which Eliezer said to Rivka, hagmi'ini no ma'at mayim mikadech. Give me now to swallow some water from your jug, and it's spelled with an aleph. The Gemara then proves from Pesukim that the following 3 words are all spelled with an ayin. Garinin oimemois emeyamtsin, which means seeds, dimmed, and closing. Regarding the halacha cholav kedei gemiyah, the Gemara cites a brisa that this is the correct amount for cholav shel behema, animal's milk. But for cholav shel isha, human milk, the minimum amount is kedei litin b'meshipa shel kiler, enough to mix with a paste called kiler to make medicine for the eyes. The next item in the Mishnah was devash kedei litin ala kosas. The minimum for honey is the amount you put on a sore. Abraisa says, k'dei litin al pi kosas. You only need enough to put on the head of a sore. Now, since the Gemara is talking about healing sores, it brings a related quote. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilomai lo yibara da ve'ech levatala. Hashem did not create anything in the world that does not have a purpose. For example, a slug can be used to heal a sore. A gnat can heal a snake bite. And a snake can be used as an ingredient to heal boils. The Gemara then discusses more of Rabbi Yehuda's teachings about nature. For example, he says, "Maitam gamla zutri genuvte." Why does a camel have a short tail? Mishum da'achla kisi, because it eats thorns, and if it had a longer tail, it would get caught in the thorn bushes. On the other hand, oxen have long tails because the dair ba'agmi uboyle karkushi baki. It lives in swamplands where there are many gnats, so it needs a longer tail to keep them away. Rabbi Yehuda also taught that the names of many objects are actually descriptions of what they do. For example, a door is called dasha in Aramaic from the words derech sham, the way inside is there. A house is called besa from the words ba ve'esev ba, come and sit in it. And a cloak is called levusha from loivusha, no embarrassment because it covers everything. The Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah. Shemen kedei losach eber katan. The minimum amount of oil one must carry to be chayiv is enough to rub on a small limb. The Ber Bianai adds that this means shemen kedei losach eber katan shel katan, the smallest limb of the smallest person, a 1-day-old infant. The Gemara concludes that this definition is actually a machlokes tanoim. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it is indeed the amount you can rub on the smallest limb of a one-day-old child. But Reb Nosson says, k'dei losach eiver katan, which the Gemara understands to mean the amount you can rub on the small limb of an adult, which is the equivalent of a large limb of an infant. This is a larger amount than the one before.